Welcome to the Good Vibes Club, a normal girl's guide to living your best life and being the best version of yourself. Whether you're listening on your commute, out on a hot girl walk, or curled up on your sofa, open your mind and get ready to feel those good vibes. Hello guys, welcome back to another episode of the Good Vibes Club, and one that is going very much back to basics today, because I really wanted to share with you the two steps to guarantee manifestation success. And the idea for this episode came to me because I'm seeing quite a few people online at the moment talking about manifestation, and I think a lot is being lost in translation, and there's a lot of washy things online that kind of tell you about manifestation and say, like, oh my god, I manifested my dream life by doing this. And it's not always accurate information and it's not always helpful information. So I thought I would just give you two really simple, stripped back, easy ways to manifest and guarantee successful manifestation into your life, and how I successfully manifested so much into my own life. And I'm not saying these are the only ways to do it, I'm not saying these are the be all and end all, but these are the kind of core foundation things that you really need to think about if you are starting on a manifestation journey. So hopefully this episode inspires you and you get lots from it, and hopefully it gives you a big burst of inspiration as we come into the season where we're all writing our vision boards and reflecting on our dreams and our goals for the new year. Because this time of year, I mean, right now currently is a little bit chaotic. I feel like the lead up to Christmas is a little bit all over the place, and I personally don't really know which way is up at the moment. I feel like it's very busy all of a sudden. There's lots going on. I've got lots of social events happening, etc., and it's quite hard to see past Christmas Day. However, I really want to get into that mode of starting to manifest and starting to give myself those moments of calm and really focus on having time to myself where there's no screens and no anything, just to really feel calm this festive season, because it's so easy to get wrapped up in all of the chaos and not know what way is up, burn out really easily, end up really stressed. So we're trying to have the most stress-free Christmas possible. And to be honest, that kind of started with putting up the tree early and just making sure that every single part of our Christmas shopping is done. We're hosting Christmas this year, so we're trying to make sure that we need to get our food shop ordered. I think we're going to go for Waitrose or M&S because they've got the best selections. And just basically ensuring that we have the least stressful December ever. Future me will be thankful to me right now, to be honest. That's the kind of vibe we're going for, because I really want to make sure that this Christmas goes as effortlessly as possible. It's our first time properly hosting. We've got two parts of the family coming and it's just going to be so lush, but I really want to make sure that it's stress-free, especially with workloads as well. There's just so much going on. So trying to make sure that everything is done as quickly as possible so I can actually take some time off. And to be honest, that kind of leads into my good vibe of the week, which is actually, surprisingly, as I'm moaning about it, socializing a lot with my friends. I feel like I've got plenty of social events in the calendar at the moment, and it's really nice to know that I've got festive things happening. Like, I've been to Bath to see my friends and we went to the Christmas market. There's been various different festive things happening. So for example, I've even been having some festive times when I'm on my own, actually. And it's just really nice to be with loved ones and doing festive things. So I've actually got in a couple of weeks a Christmas walk to see all the Christmas lights in London with my mum. Me and my boyfriend are planning a trip to Winter Wonderland. There's just many festive things, which is just making my heart so happy, because this is my absolute favourite time of year. And I really love everything Christmas. It's just so wholesome. I love the family vibes. I love that everyone's just so happy and it's cozy and it's magical. And everyone just has a bigger smile on their face at this time of the year. And I absolutely love it. So yes, festive around here. But as I said earlier, today's episode is going to be my two basic steps to guarantee manifestation success. And I did quite a lot of research before doing this episode because I wanted to make sure that I was giving you the absolute best advice that I possibly could. So I've been listening to Manifestation Babe, I've been listening to Emma Mumford, Law of Attraction Changed My Life, the Spiritual Goddess podcast, I've been listening to so many things, so many audiobooks. I've been listening to Manifest book by Roxy Nafusi again. I've been reading Jack Canfield's website. There's been so many snippets of information, and this is kind of my interpretations on things and also the little snippets that I've got from everyone and anyone online who are the expert. Because I am by no means an expert. I do know quite a lot and I like to think of myself as being well educated in the subject. However, I am not an expert, and it's not really something that you can go to university and study and learn. It's kind of something that's just taught, and the more research you do, the more you know about the subject. So These are two really good fail-safe ways back to basics to manifest and guarantee success in your manifestation. And the first one of those is asking for what you want. And that sounds really silly because a lot of people will be listening thinking, well, duh, I've been asking for my dream car for years, or I've been thinking about my dream car for years and it still hasn't happened. But you need to really get used to knowing what you want and not just wishing for it to happen. You need to believe with your whole heart that whatever it is that you desire is meant for you and it will happen. Sometimes it doesn't happen as quickly as you'd like. For example, if you're like me right now, living in a little two-bedroom flat, you're not suddenly going to manifest a mansion. Things do sometimes take time and they do take work on your part too. You can't just kind of sit back and let it all happen. But as long as you believe wholeheartedly that that is meant for you, it will happen for you if you put in the work. And I think there's a lot of information online and washy explanations of how to do it. And so many people will try and then it doesn't work and then they don't believe in it because they're doing it wrong or they're getting the wrong advice or they're just being told manifest it and it will happen. And I see it countless times, especially on TikTok recently. So I saw a few comments on a TikTok that I did about getting Eras Tour tickets, which, hello, biggest Swiftie ever over here. But my friends and I are going to the Eras Tour. And when we were getting our tickets, there's kind of two situations that go parallel here. But when we were getting the tickets, I had said to my friends so many times, we're getting these tickets, it's happening, we're going to be standing, we're going to go on the 19th of August. And I promise you, we've got these tickets, they're already ours. We don't need to stress, we don't need to worry, like they're already ours. Granted, I was the one that was the most stressed when we were sat at that laptop trying to get through a 15,000 person queue three individual times because the booking thing kept going funny. We even managed to make it to checkout twice before we actually made it to getting the tickets. It was a whole situation. But the whole way through, I was like, guys, we've got the tickets. We don't need to worry. We have the tickets. And even though my friends were sat there like, don't worry, like we've got tomorrow, we can try again tomorrow. I was like, no, we have these tickets. I guarantee you now they are ours. They are happening. We're going. And one of my friends was sat there and she went, manifesting, it's happening. I really hope we get the tickets. And I stopped her immediately and said, no, that's the wrong phrasing of that sentence. We need to go back to that sentence and we need to re-say it. And it's not if we get the tickets, it's when we get the tickets. We say, oh my God, I've manifested it. I'm so grateful that we've got these tickets, instead of saying, oh, I really hope we get the tickets. So it's kind of reframing your mind. And even little things like, I saw a comment on my TikTok on this specific one saying that we'd got these tickets, and someone said, really manifesting this happens for me, I really hope I get tickets tomorrow. And I just thought, this is where it's kind of been lost in translation a little bit, because I think there's a whole new wave of people getting into manifesting. And I was listening to something the other day that said that the search results in 2022 alone for manifestation, manifesting, law of attraction were up by 700%. Which is mind-blowing. 700% more searches for manifestation and manifesting and law of attraction is crazy, because there's that many more people that are starting to get into it. And I think it's amazing, because everyone should harness the power of something that's already happening around us, whether we know about it or not. But I think that that's where a lot of the miscommunications and the lack of knowledge on the subject come from, i.e. the lucky girl syndrome. I think lucky girl syndrome is a great one. I do think it works. I think the more that you think you are lucky and the more that you think good things happen to you, naturally the more good things are going to happen to you, because the law of attraction is always working, and what you think about, you're bringing into your life. So you really need to think about the good things, the positive things, and they will come. So if you're thinking, I'm a really lucky girl, good things happen to me, good things are going to happen to you, because that's what you're putting into the universe and that's the frequency that you're giving off. And I think that's where we need to really focus on it, because if you're sitting there thinking, God, none of my manifestations ever work, and why do they not work? It's really important to think about how you are thinking about those manifestations as you think about them. So if you listen to my recent episode with Zoe Mallett, which is a really great episode that I recommend checking out, she spoke about how 80% of our thoughts every day are negative. I can't remember exactly how many that we were talking about, but it was like 80% are negative, 90% are recurring from the day before, and it leaves like 7 or 8% that is actually positive in our brains. So trying to change that mindset and trying to reframe that is quite tricky, and just as humans we are naturally quite negative, so you have to really focus on making sure that you are being as positive as possible. And it's, you need to basically stop wishing that things would happen and subconsciously just trying to train your mind to know that those things are happening. So for example, what can I use as a good example? The Eras Tour tickets, I guess, is a good example, or the flat that I'm in right now.
I didn't think, oh, I really hope that I find those things. I just thought, I know that's mine and I know it's happening. I just need to trust that the universe is going to give it to me whenever it gives it to me. Sometimes it doesn't happen quickly, sometimes it does. If you've heard the story about my flat, which I talked about on one of the earlier episodes, I went into kind of detail about how my flat, I had literally sat with my friends for hours browsing online and I just said, I need to pick up this flat and put it where I want to live. And that is the flat that I'm going to have. And I was so intent on the fact that the flat that I would end up in would be a carbon copy of the flat that I was already in, but just in a different location because I loved it so much. And in like a 20-minute drive to my boyfriend's house, that exact flat came online, my friend sent it to me, and I'd put down a deposit within about 15 minutes. It was the most crazy thing ever. And it's just that all knowing of things are going to work out and things are going to be fine. And it's really hard to explain. And it does sound a bit washy at first, because when you are kind of in that negative spiral, when you are thinking about things, it's really hard to initially start off on that. But you have to just try really hard to focus on, if I'm thinking it and I want it, then it's going to happen for me, rather than like, so for example, I could be sat and think, I'd love to go to the Maldives. I really want to go to the Maldives. You have to rephrase that. And I know in the back of my mind subconsciously while I'm thinking that, I'm thinking, you're not going to the Maldives anytime soon, hun. But you have to sit and think, I really want to go to the Maldives. I'm going to go to the Maldives. I'm going to go with my boyfriend. I'm going to stay in this beautiful resort. I can already visualize what the resort's going to look like. I can visualize the pool. I know it's going to happen, and I'm trusting the universe to give me the right timings and to make it happen when it happens. And I'm trusting the universe to give me this or something better and to work its magic and make it happen. And I think when you start to notice how much your thoughts become things, you start to really work on training your mind to being more positive. So have you ever noticed on days where you maybe think the worst case scenario and you're like, oh my God, I've got a meeting at work, I'm going to be so nervous and everything's going to go wrong, and oh, I can't believe I've got to give this presentation, I'm going to mess up my words. And guaranteed you probably do mess up your words. If you go into that meeting and instead think, oh my God, this is going to be the best thing ever, I've bossed it, I know I've done the best I could do, this is amazing, I know exactly what I'm talking about, it's going to be great, 9 times out of 10 it actually will be great. And it's just that subtle reframing, because your thoughts become things. And as long as your thoughts are on the right track, and as long as you are really knowing and not just wishing for something to happen, because that's the big difference here, then things will start happening. And the second part of this, that is the second step, which I really want to talk about, is visualizing and believing that something is already yours. Because visualization is something that I think I subconsciously did for a really long time, but it's only really come into the forefront of my mind recently. So for example, you know when you sit and you think, oh, I really want that dream house and I just can't wait to be in that dream house, or a dream partner or a dream car or job or whatever it is, and you just automatically find yourself visualizing that life. So I have quite a vivid visualization for my future home, and I can see myself walking around my kitchen island. I can visualize the kitchen island, I can visualize the table, I can visualize the cabinets. And I can see myself walking around in this gorgeous dress and my hair's tied up and I feel amazing and I'm carrying a glass of wine and the house just feels warm and it feels inviting and the music's playing and it just feels calm and homely. And I've got this intense visualization that I've had for years and years and years, and it's hard to explain, but it's like a visualization that I can't shake. And that to me is a visualization of my future house. And I did the same thing when I was visualizing my car and my flat and all these other things. I would visualize myself in that space. Sometimes I visualize it as like my hand in like POV. Sometimes it's more like I can see myself in the visualizations. And I just kind of see myself in these spaces and mentally visualize exactly what it is that I want. And I know some people can't visualize in that way. Some people are different thinkers and their brains work a little bit differently. I find it really mental that some people don't actually physically see things in their brain. Like I could be looking right now around this room and in my brain I could be thinking about something and I can kind of see the pictures in my brain. It's really strange. And some people don't have that. And I know that's just a thing. That's what happens. Some people just don't see things. But I find visualization really powerful. And there's a few different ways that you can do it. So when I was listening to Roxy Nafusi, she talks quite a lot about visualizing with meditations, and you can find hundreds of these on YouTube. If you just search visualization meditations, there are so many, and they guide you through a visualization. So whatever it is that you're wanting, you can be guided through, and it will take you through those emotions and the feelings and the senses to visualize. And it is a really great way to do it if you are someone who maybe can't just sit quietly with your brain, because trust me, I can't. I am so bad at doing that. However, sometimes it's really nice if you just sit and you just have quiet time by yourself, and you've maybe written a list of things that you really want, or your vision board or whatever it is in front of you, and you just close your eyes and think about all the different things. So the one way that I like to do it is, if I'm doing this, I'll sit and I'll, sometimes I do it when I'm driving actually, or like on a train or something, but I'll sit and think, like, my current big visualization is buying a house, and I'll sit and think, like, oh, how good's it going to feel to walk through that front door? What's it going to feel like under my feet? What's it going to feel like to open that door and smell that smell of a new house and step in through my front door? What feelings am I going to feel? Am I going to feel calm? Am I going to feel happy? Am I going to feel excited? What does it look like? Is it bright? Is it airy? What does it feel like to be in that space? You have to kind of imagine walking through and feeling those senses, rather than just visualizing like a stock image of a house and being like, that's what I'm going to have. It's noticing exactly how you feel, what it smells like, what it feels like, what emotions you're having, all these different things. And it's just the most powerful way to visualize. And it is quite an exciting thing to do when you start to do it and you start to really let your imagination run wild. Another way to do it is actually using things like your vision board. And this is part of why we do vision boards. And I do have something very exciting coming to do with vision boards very soon. But setting your picture as your phone background and making a conscious effort to visualize and say thank you for whatever it is you see is super powerful. So when I was manifesting my car, I had a picture of my car on my vision board, and every time I saw it, I'd say to myself, thank you so much for my dream car. And I would imagine myself, when I was driving around in my little Fiat 500, I would visualize what it would feel like to be driving my dream car. What would the seats feel like? Would I have them heated? Would it be turned on? Would I have music playing? What kind of music would I be playing? What would it feel like to have a gorgeous sunroof above me? What would it feel like to have a car that didn't go 5 miles an hour down the motorway? And it just was a really powerful way to do it. And I was recently listening to Manifestation Babe, and she talked on her podcast about a good way to visualize on your vision board is to use POV quite a lot. So for example, if you are visualizing your dream house, maybe you're getting a new build or you want a Victorian house or whatever it is, you could go to one of those houses, stand outside, hold your keys, even if they're the keys for your current home, and take a picture of you outside of that house and use that on your vision board. Or, you know, get a stock image off the internet of that house and put that on your vision board. You could go, if you want a dream car, and test drive that dream car and take a picture of your hand on that steering wheel. Go walk around wherever it is, like, just visualize yourself in these spaces and use the POV. I actually find Photoshop is quite good for this. You can use like Canva and stuff, and you can almost like Photoshop yourself onto an image as well. So say for example, you really want to go to the Maldives on a gorgeous trip and you know the hotel you want to stay at. Find an Instagram picture of someone else staying there and just Photoshop your face on. Put that on your vision board. It's a really good way to do it, because if you can physically see yourself as a POV in that situation, in that car, outside that house, on that holiday, it makes it a lot better and quicker and easier to visualize yourself doing these things to make them into a reality. But I hope that kind of helps, guys. I hope that gives you a really good roundabout two-step guide to the basics of manifesting. I'm actually about to record another podcast in a minute, so I wanted to make this quite a quick, short, sharp one for you to get the most out of it, but to give you some really simple, easy ways to guarantee manifestation success in your life. Let me know if you want more manifestation and law of attraction episodes, because I used to do them quite often and I feel like they've lacked a little bit recently because I've had a lot of other topics that I wanted to discuss and a lot of other things to go through. So let me know if you would like more of those. If you want to, I'm also now selling the Stanley Cups. I know quite a lot of you asked about those recently, but they are now online on my website, which is thegoodvibesclub.co.uk, alongside some new events which have been launched in January. So if there's anything that you want to come to, or any Stanley Cups you want to buy, or stickers or anything like that, make sure you head over to my website and have a little browse, because there's a few little bits going on over there, which is exciting. Recently set it up and I am very much in love with it. It was a bit of a trial and error trying to make it work, and definitely had to be patient with myself while I was learning a new skill and realise that I am just a beginner at website design. Even though I had a blog for years, I had no idea what I was doing. I just used a template. So it was a big learning curve, but hopefully you can have a little browse and enjoy what's on there, and I might see some of you soon at an event. If you've got any ideas for events, as always, let me know. Currently, they are still going to be around like the London, Surrey, Berkshire area, just for convenience. If you'd like them further afield, I am more than happy to do them. However, it's going to be a task. At the moment, it's quite tricky because of costs of me getting there and staying and things like that. But we're trying. I'm navigating. It's something I'm manifesting into next year because I really want to be able to do some more of them. But I hope you enjoyed this episode, guys, and I will see you in the next one. As always, if you love the podcast, please, please, please give it a rating and a review. It really helps the podcast. And make sure you follow as well, because then you'll get a notification whenever a new episode goes up, which currently is Wednesdays at 7 a.m. UK time. But I love you all so much, and I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.
This is a paid partnership with BetterHelp. Are you trying to live your best life but just feel like you need a little bit of guidance to fully reach your potential? Well, that used to be me too, and I want to share a little secret of mine with you. Last summer, I felt like I needed a bit of extra guidance in my life and really struggled to find a therapist online because there's so many to search through and it's a little bit daunting when the database seems endless, but that's where I found BetterHelp and they made things so much easier. BetterHelp is a platform that connects you with a fully trained and personally selected therapist through a series of questions to understand exactly what you need. Their mission is to make therapy more accessible, which is so important because finding a therapist can not only be really challenging, but you're also limited to just a therapist in your area. Once you've accepted your therapist, you can then choose dates and times which suit you best for your sessions, whether that's a phone call, video chat, or even messaging through the app, because therapy should work for you and your needs. I particularly like the journal feature on the app because it means if I have something going on throughout the week, I can write my thoughts down so that I can discuss it with my therapist in the next session. And I have the memory of a goldfish, so this really, really helps me if there's something on my mind. And then as soon as I'm asked the question of what do you want to talk about this week, I seem to just fall short. But the best part of the app, if you don't get on with your therapist, then it's super easy to switch to someone new without it being awkward because you're not going to get on with everyone. And it's nice to know that the option is there to change too. And another great thing is that as a Good Vibes girly, you can get 10% off your first month of BetterHelp by visiting betterhelp.com/goodvibes. That's betterhelp.com/goodvibes, because everybody deserves a great therapist, if you want one, of course. I've popped the discount in the show notes for you if you did want to give it a try, and hopefully you can find your perfect therapist while saving a little bit of money in the process. You're welcome.